Just two best friends accidentally starting a podcast. Just out here doing our best.
Being spooky and beautiful at the same time.
I'm Megan.
I'm Nola.
And we are the Dead Magnolias.
Hello, friends.
Oh.
This is Nola.
And Megan.
We're the Dead Magnolias.
If you were confused. Yeah. Now you're not anymore.
Yep. Sometimes I feel like we have to say our names, like, specifically so people can know whose voice is what.
Yeah, there's a lot of podcasts I listen to that I'm like, I think that this is this person. But there's a couple where their voices sound pretty similar. Ours don't. I sound like a man sometimes.
I sound fucking annoying.
Because I am sick all the time. I work with children.
I'm actually just fucking annoying, so it fits.
Actually, by the time this episode comes out, I won't work with children anymore.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Getting a new job. I mean, technically, I'll still kind of be working with children for a little while, but then I'm going to be looking for... Yeah. And then I'm looking for, like, a big girl job outside of teaching for a little while.
You going to take a break?
Yeah.
You going to watch some Disney Plus?
Maybe.
Girl, I have been binge-watching Lizzie McGuire.
Me too.
So hard.
Is it bringing back... Like, I noticed, one, the acting is just, like, horrendous. But does it just make you feel, like, happy inside?
So happy. I also don't hate the outfits.
Me either.
Which is weird because they're terrible, but yeah. I also love them.
I never really realized, though, how annoying Miranda was. I do not.
I don't think she's annoying.
I think she is. It's her random inflections of her accent. Like, it doesn't come out all the time unless she's, like, saying something spicy. Spanish.
Yeah. It's like, ooh.
And you're like, what?
Why'd you just force that out?
Yeah. God, I loved that show so much when I was a kid, and I love it now. I can't wait for the reboot.
Have you also been watching The Mandalorian?
I watched the first episode because I wanted to see what it was all about, and I haven't watched anything past that yet.
Yeah, you need to, because I'm telling you, I only watch it for Baby Yoda, and he is art in motion. When he's moving, it's just, I scream at the television. I scream at it.
He's so cute.
It hurts me. It physically hurts my soul.
Do you do your, like, ooh?
A little bit, but it's also, why are you so cute?
Oh, she, like actually yells.
Scream at the television.
Now, I've been revisiting all of my favorite Disney movies from, like, childhood. I still haven't watched Sleeping Beauty yet, which is just shocking, because it's my favorite. But I've also watched a number of Marvel movies. Oh, and sad to admit that I have also been watching High School Musical, the musical, the series. I don't hate it. It's actually got a pretty decent storyline, and my roommates and I were watching it Saturday morning, and they were like, oh my god, I can't believe you're watching this. And by the time I was done with my two episodes that had been posted since the last time I had watched, they were like, wow, that was actually pretty good. And I was like, I told you. You can't just let the title scare you away. Like, it did scare me for a few weeks. It's just like a different version of Glee.
Yeah.
And I vibe with it. It's pretty good.
Well, speaking of scary and of watching things, you have a movie that we should watch?
Yes. So, there is a movie. I was scrolling through Facebook, as one does, at like 1:30 in the morning. And got to an article that was talking about the scariest movie of 2019. Like, all of these reviewers are like, I had to watch this movie with the lights on, and I screamed my way through it. And I'm like, how did you know it was scary if you were literally screaming at the top of your lungs the entire time? But, beside the point. So, it's called A Hole in the Ground, I think is what the name, or The Hole in the Ground. It's something about Hole in the Ground.
Every time you say it, I just think of that children's song, And the green grass goes all around and around, and the green grass grows all around. Because there's...
Never heard it.
There is this hole.
There's a hole?
It's, or, like, there, like, it has, like, the thing where they, like, build upon each time.
And
it's, like,
okay.
And the tree from the seed and the hole in the ground, and the green grass grows all around and around. And
then, oh, so, like, one of those.
Yes, one of those.
If you guys know what that is, enlighten me. I have no idea. Never heard it. But yeah, this movie is an Irish film. I believe A24 produced it, which means
they just do beautiful. I was gonna say work.
A24 is my favorite production company. They have only ever produced fantastic film.
They're so pretty.
But it's set in Ireland, and there's a mom and her son, and the son ends up going missing for like a few days. But he comes back, and she's obviously overjoyed. Her kid came back to her. But as time goes on, she notices that something's a little different, and she doesn't think that it's actually her son.
Ooh, changeling.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that's going to be part of it. But with A24, you know there's always going to be some twist halfway through, or, you know, 20 minutes through, like in Hereditary. If you haven't seen it, stop the podcast right now, watch it, and come back. I won't say any spoilers, but it's just such a good movie. So scary, though. That one, I would honestly say, is one of the scariest movies I've ever seen. But with A Hole in the Ground being named the scariest movie of 2019, I feel like I have to challenge that fact and say that they're not right. I want them to prove me wrong. But I'm going to go ahead and call bullshit now.
Yeah.
Because they said that for Veronica in 2017...
I don't even remember.
Like 10 out of 10 people thought it was the scariest movie, couldn't sit all the way through it the first time, and we were like, oh, we have to watch this. Nola liked it. I thought it was complete garbage.
I thought it was good.
Did not like it at all.
It was like very reminiscent of like The Exorcist and Rosemary's Baby.
It was the ending.
But it was like not super like too just like old hat.
Right.
Like, it was still unique.
It had its moments of like, oh, this is like decent, but I would never say that I couldn't watch. It was Spanish, right?
Yeah, it was subtitled. Super duper scary, but I still think it was a solid film.
It was decent. It's on Netflix, I think, still. So if you want to watch it, go ahead. Tell me how wrong I am. That's fine. I'm pretty judgmental when it comes to horror movies because I watch so many of them. I have a high standard. But yeah, I really want to watch that movie soon. I just watched Ready or Not again last night.
Oh, that movie's so good.
With my roommates and a few people that came over, and what a good movie.
Yes. Ready or Not is like the newlywed couple. So this girl marries into this family, and they're like, on wedding nights, we have a tradition that we play a game.
They're like a gaming empire family. Yes.
And so she chooses hide and seek, but when hide and seek comes up, it's actually... like, the family is hunting her.
The bride. And they have to sacrifice her to this thing, this man, they say. But obviously, they have made a pact with the devil, and they have to give him things every so often.
It's so good,
it's
guys.
It's so funny. Like, it's a horror comedy.
Yes.
And the main girl, I can't remember her name.
She looks like Margot Robbie, but
she's not. Yeah, it's her doppelganger.
But she's phenomenal. She does such a great job.
And there's a couple scenes in it that I cringe at where he, like, that one was really rough. Made a couple of my roommates turn around for that part because I knew they couldn't handle it. But the ending is just so, so worth it.
Well, speaking of movies, I have a game for Megan to play. We did this during our second episode, but it kind of got cut out. But it's based on our theme of the episode, which our theme today is cryptids.
Bum, bum, bum.
Or cryptozoology. So it's like the... the weird, scary creatures that are kind of localized or regionalized.
Yeah.
So we, like, kind of touched on them when we did our hunting episode because I was hunting for the Ohio Frogmen.
Right.
But for this episode, Megan and I chose two cryptids.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to, like, tell some stories about those. But first, we're going to play our Rotten Tomatoes game.
Uh-oh.
Where I found a few movies online.
If you ever want to know something I'm really bad at, keep listening.
And I'm going to give her, like, a synopsis of the plot. Some of them I'm going to read straight off of Google. Some I, like, kind of summarized. And then she is going to guess the Rotten Tomatoes score.
Am I guessing the audience score or
the tomato meter? The tomato meter.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll start with the oldest one that I have. It's called Ravenous. It was made in 1999. And it's set during the Mexican-American War. And with the name of Ravenous, what cryptid do you think it's going to be about?
Ravenous eats things. Really hungry. a vampire.
It's the Wendigo.
Oh.
So it's like, it's during the war. There's this, like, little tiny infantry that gets caught somewhere. Mm-hmm. Naturally, cannibalism happens. And the myth with Wendigos is that they, or Wendigos, whatever you prefer, is they eat human flesh. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, specifically the flesh of your enemies. But, so they eat human flesh and then they get a craving for it. Oh. And they turn into these, like, inhuman monsters that hunt humans. So, in this movie, there is a guy who goes with somebody else to save this infantry.
Yeah.
They find one, but then they get caught there. Everybody's eating flesh. And then they make it back to the fort, and, like, a bunch of weird power struggle stuff is happening. What's made in
99.
It has the guy that plays Rumpelstiltskin from the Once Upon a Time series in it. I forget his name.
The tomato meter says 24%.
Oh, no, you're balling low. It's 47%.
Damn.
So, not great, but I'm still curious to see it.
Ravenous.
All right, so the next oldest one is probably the most famous on our list. It is The Mothman Prophecies, made in 2002.
That movie's terrible.
It's so bad. Richard Gere plays a journalist whose wife dies, mm-hmm. but before she dies, she's having these weird, like, visions of, like, a moth-like creature, and she has, like, these crazy journals, like, where she's drawn them, and, like, a few years later, he finds her notebooks, looks at them, and he's like, what the fuck? And then he gets in his car to go somewhere, and then he blacks out. And he ends up in Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
Gross.
Yes, he finds that a lot of the locals are, like, freaking out because they're seeing the Mothman.
Yeah.
And they find out that these visions are actually calling forth a bad omen mm-hmm. that's about to happen. So what score does Mothman Prophecies have?
I know what I would give it, but the critics gave it... I'm going to go low again. I'm going to say 22%.
52.
No. I always get shocked. It's where I think that they're going to go low. That's fine.
Yeah.
I suck at this.
Still bad. Still a bad movie.
But over half of the people liked it. Half of critics.
Yeah.
Critics. Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
I think the three remaining ones that I have for you are all Bigfoot movies.
Fantastic.
Because he
is... Do you have the one with Sam Elliott?
Guy. I do! Yes. But that'll be our last one because it's the most recent. So, our first Bigfoot movie is called Abominable. It was made in 2006.
Like this
I'm going to read the thing off of...
Google. Okay.
After recovering from a horrific accident, paraplegic Preston Rogers moves back into the remote cabin where he and his now deceased wife once lived. When one of his new neighbors, Karen, is attacked by a gigantic ape-like beast, Rogers contacts the local authorities. But after the police and even his personal nurse, Otis Wilhelm, dismiss Rogers as a delusional widower, he sets out to stop the abominable creature himself.
The paraplegic. Sets out. To destroy a monster.
To get Bigfoot.
Oh, God. well, I'm afraid to go low, but I'm afraid that I'm going to say, like, 35%, and you're like, actually, 12. But we're going to go with 35 anyway.
Actually, 67.
No!
Apparently, it's a good film. Like,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. There's a lot of inappropriate jokes to be made. Make them yourselves.
All right. The next one I actually really want to see. It's called Willow Creek. It was made in 2013.
Uh-huh.
So there's this guy, Jim, big Bigfoot fan. Huge. And he's like, I'm going to take my lady on a romantic trip Bigfoot hunting.
Oh.
So they go to Willow Creek, which is the Bigfoot capital of the world, and they're there during the Bigfoot festival.
Yeah.
And they're, like, doing a documentary type style thing where they're interviewing the locals, and everyone's like, stay the fuck out of that forest, man. do not go in there. And he's like, ah, rah, 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 I'm going to go camping with my lady. We're going to have Bigfoot. And then they go to this diner.
Yeah.
And there's a missing poster for this woman. And they're like, ooh, that's kind of weird. So then they go camping. And all night there's, like, weird rustling and, like, creepy shit. And then they, like, don't even sleep. They just, like, pack up and they start moving again. Right. And so the whole time they're out there, there's, like, something fucking with them. And it's Bigfoot, obviously.
Right.
But they come across, they find a, they, the description said, a naked, heavyset woman.
Awesome.
Who happened to be the woman from the missing poster.
Oh.
And so they're trying to help her escape. And as they're trying to get out of the forest, Bigfoot kills this woman. And
did you say Bugfoot?
Bigfoot. Bigfoot kills this woman and Jim and keeps Jim's lady, Kelly, presumably for himself for mating purposes.
Ew. What's a Bigfoot baby look like?
Really hairy.
Gross. All right. It was made in 2013.
Made in 2013. 72%. Close. It's an 81. You were within that 10.
I'm getting better.
Getting better. But yeah, I
just needed some warm-up.
Like, kind of Blair Witchy.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, when you were talking about them camping, I was like, that sounds very Blair Witch.
Had a lot of, I just gave a lot of spoilers, but I felt like they were kind of necessary.
Poor Jim.
I do want to see it, though. Okay, finally, last one. Is the Sam Elliott one.
Yeah.
It is The Man Who Killed Hitler and then the Bigfoot. So
Sam Elliott was like, I'm bored. I'm coming out of retirement.
He was not retired.
He's so old.
This was made in 2018.
Yep.
So the same year he fucking made Star Is Born. You can calm down.
He was not retired. Notice his role in that. He wasn't the main character.
But he is this he's a legendary American war veteran.
Yeah.
So, like, he has all these flashbacks of World War II where he was, like, in this secret little group, and he was actually the one that killed Hitler, but they, like, kept it all under wraps.
Because he's that old.
Yes. So he's, like, living his normal life. Nobody knows that he's, like, actually the hero of the world.
Right.
And he, like, notices that there are these people following him,
mm-hmm.
and it's Canadian and U.S. agents who are, like, we know who you are. We know how awesome you are. There is this really crazy virus that is going on in our world, and the world might end. And the virus started and is carried by Bigfoot.
Uh-oh.
So he has to hunt him down in order to save the world.
And that's the end of that synopsis?
Yeah.
Just because Sam Elliott is in it, I'm gonna say 78%.
Damn, girl, it's a 76.
Damn!
But Price is Right, you would have lost, but...
Right. It's just because Sam Elliott.
You got a lot better at the end there. So, yes. Those are some cryptid movies, if you guys want to watch some stuff. Also, just, like, listening to lore or watching lore. Supernatural is going to... Like, if you're interested in cryptid stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. That stuff is gonna really feed into...
Lore is one of my favorite podcasts. Aaron Mankey does an awesome
job. He's so calming.
Yeah, his voice is easy to relax to.
Yes. To kind of segue, I wanted to find a lot of cryptid jokes, but there are so many terrible, really just awfully bad ones out there.
We love that.
But none were, like, actually good. Like,
but we love bad jokes.
So here's an example of one that I, like, actually didn't write down, and it's, what do you call a Bigfoot... in a telephone booth?
What?
Stuck. So, it's bad. They're not even, like, terribly good.
Nah.
So I only found one joke that I like about cryptids. Are you ready?
I think so.
What is the unluckiest monster in the world?
The luckless monster.
Yeah! The luckless monster. Like, the Loch Ness monster.
I was gonna just say the Loch Ness Monster. I was like, no, there's gotta be a pun.
Yep, the Luckless Monster.
There we go.
All right.
The Luckless Monster. I like so it.
All right. But enough from me and my again. Random little tidbits or cryptid bits.
There's a joke.
We'll get into our cryptids of the week. So, Megan?
Yes?
Who are you looking into?
I am looking into a cryptid that's much taller than I am. Like most.
Is it Bigfoot? The Loch Ness Monster.
No. The Loch Ness Monster is a giant lizard.
Well, it's taller than you are.
I mean, it's longer than I am. I don't know. I mean, I guess if you stretch it all the way up, it would be taller than me, but...
Well, maybe. Who did you choose?
The Mothman.
Ooh!
I've actually seen Mothman prophecies because my dad dated a woman who was real into, like, supernatural stuff and cryptids and...
Is this the same one that made you do seances?
Yeah. 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 Yeah, so she made me... Not made me. No, I watched this movie recently. She told me about this movie, about this giant moth-like man creature that... She told me the movie was really scary, so that tells you where her judgment is. But one scene that she described to me in particular about that movie was, like, terrifying to me because there's a woman in the movie that plays alongside Richard Gere. Like, there's some back and forth.
She's the, like, sheriff.
Yeah. So Point she... Yeah, and doesn't believe any of this. She's like, whatever, it's just a thing that they all talk about. I haven't seen this. But somebody calls her at her house and is, like, talking to her about stuff that's going on in her house. So she's convinced somebody's watching her. And she's like, that's weird. And she's like, you know, if you can really see me, like, because she had looked around her house and saw nobody was there. She's like, if you can, like, really know what's going on, what am I reading right now? And she's hiding in her closet and she's got a book open to a specific page and she's reading one line. And the guy on the phone recites that one line to her. And she's like, oh my god. So she shuts the... And that was, like, terrifying to me when I was a kid. Because I was like, he wasn't in the house. How did he know? And so I got real interested in the Mothman stuff. I would say that he's one of the most, like, well-known. But he's also from Ohio, kind of. West Virginia and Ohio.
The river.
Yeah. Literally, you can see Ohio from the town that... this all came from in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. So, he's a seemingly harmless insect made terrifying with his stature and the legend surrounding some of the major events that happened alongside some sightings of him.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mothman, where was he sighted? In Point Pleasant, and the first time he was ever sighted was flying over a cemetery. So, there were some grave diggers out doing their job, digging graves, because that's what they do.
Their jobs, yep.
And they said they saw a brown, man-like creature fly over them. If somebody came up to me and was like, this dude just flew over me, I'd be like, what'd you take? Yeah. And... So, yes, you did, you heard that right. They saw a man fly over them.
What year is this?
That was in 66.
Okay.
November 12th, 1966 was the first reported sighting. So then, a couple of days later, like, I think the report said 2 or 3 days later, there was a group of people in their car, and this is also in the movie, it's real dumb, but group of people in their car, they're driving down a road, and they stop their car because there is a 6 or 7 foot man with glowing red eyes standing in front of their car.
Ugh.
But he has a 10-foot actual wingspan, like actual wings coming off of this thing. And the eyes were 6 inches apart. Is that like, that's far
apart?
Right?
Yeah.
This
is like an inch and a half between my eyes.
Oh, gross. Okay, so. They also said that it wanted to avoid the light of their car. So I don't really
know
why he
got...
That's
not very moth-like.
That's what I was saying. I was like, I don't know why they named him Mothman if he wanted to avoid light.
Maybe he just looked like a moth.
Moths are real fucking dumb and just fly into light bulbs because...
It's not that they're dumb, they just love lamp.
Yeah, too much. So this description actually... It's basically exactly what you see when you're outside of the Mothman Museum, and there's a giant 6 or 7 foot statue of Mothman.
Yep.
Standing there with claws and red eyes and giant wings.
Yep.
Megan
and I went there in 2014.
Yeah.
on our way back from a road trip, we were like, let's go through Point Pleasant.
We have to. And we posed with it. That'll be on Instagram, too. We just have a lot of things that are going to be going up on Instagram.
Just remember that I have a fear of statues.
I think you mentioned this
really
one.
Really scared me.
I thought he was just going to grab me. I mean, he was. Like, I was sitting in his hand.
Yeah. He's copping a feel.
Yeah. I was not happy about that, but whatever. So, with all of these reported sightings, suddenly, like, you have these two sightings, right?
Yeah.
Suddenly, everybody's like, I've seen him, too. It was me. And everybody...
At the diner we went to, that we, like, stopped at this diner where they could still smoke inside. So, you know how kind of backwards this town is at this point. But this one really, like, she wasn't that old. She was, like, an older woman.
They were both pretty old.
And she was like, I saw him. I saw that Mothman. I was with my friends. We were walking back from school. And he just flew into this barn. Swear to God, I saw him with my own eyes.
Didn't they also see him on the steps to the hotel?
Possibly.
I think that might have been. They had, like...
They probably told us. I don't remember it. But we had to each... We all had to walk to an ATM because they didn't take cards at this diner either.
So, very, very old, run-down town. But the pancakes were awesome.
They were so good.
So, everybody is seeing Mothman suddenly after these two people are like, yeah, I saw him. Everybody's like, yeah, me too. Like, that's pretty common. You're not cool. One guy's dog got taken.
Aww.
So, his dog was out back, and then suddenly... dog disappears. But I think in some reports I've read, like in years past, the man that was the owner of the dog had seen somebody in the backyard or saw like glowing red eyes or something, and then suddenly the dog was gone. Also doesn't sound very moth-like to me, but whatever, maybe they are carnivorous.
If they were big enough, they would be.
I guess that makes sense. So the best connection and like most well-known is the Silver Bridge collapse of 1967. So, Mothman was first reported, seesawed.
He was seesawed back in 1966.
So, he was seen through 66 and 67. So, it was December when that happened, so about a year after the first sighting. The bridge was very packed because of the holidays, because people were traveling from Point Pleasant to Gallipolis, Ohio. So they were going over the bridge that was over the river. And this bridge was built like a very, very long time ago. So it wasn't meant to support a whole lot of weight because the people that built it probably never really assumed that cars would be as big of a thing as they were, let alone expect that 31 of them would be on the bridge at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So 31 cars are on this bridge, and one of the steel rods that connected to the bridge to its pillar that kept it up snapped, and the bridge collapsed. 46 people died.
Oh, God.
They were either crushed by a car or they drowned in the river. So, because this happened about a year. People were seeing Mothman before this. And then suddenly the bridge collapses, so people, like, connected the two.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of people that were just like, it was a really tragic accident, but a lot of people, conspiracy theorists, are like, no, like, Mothman was trying to warn us that this was gonna happen.
So they, like, never saw him again after that?
Yeah, after that happened, he was gone. I think there's a few people out there that think Mothman did it, but I was like, no. But that's okay.
But yeah, the movie points to, like, he was warning people,
yeah,
like,
to not
don't be on this bridge.
Yeah, on this day.
Yeah.
Like, something bad's gonna happen. Yeah, that's the whole point of Mothman prophecies, is he's predicting. So, like we said earlier, like I said earlier anyway, this movie's absolute garbage. If you really, really love crappy movies, go watch it. But if you enjoy actual cinema, save yourself. I watched it just to see what it was about, and honestly, I'm still pretty confused. Didn't really answer a whole lot of my questions. So, in the spirit of knowing that cryptids can usually be explained, I decided to look into, like, what scientists were saying about Mothman and what he might actually be. And there's a few scientists that believe that, based on the description of the people in the car, that they actually saw a sandhill crane, a bird, but this is why. So they stand about 6 feet tall, which mm-hmm. fucking terrifying.
That's a huge 6 foot
bird.
With a 10 foot wingspan?
Yes.
Ooh.
And it has glowing red eyes when it's reflected in the light. Okay. And it was seen right in front of a car, and they live right by a river where birds of water usually go.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Mothman legend's a fun one to think about. I'm not so sure after the bridge collapse. He was never seen again.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't... Wasn't there, like, a connection? Like, somebody thought they saw him, like, way east on the coast or something? I don't know. There's probably other reports.
They have a festival.
I was gonna say, yeah. He's celebrated every year in Point Pleasant. The festival next year is actually in October. I kind of want to go. And there is a museum dedicated to him. So if you find the statue, it's literally right in front of the museum. It's open 7 days a week, and it's only $4 to get in.
Damn.
And it's, like, packed. I was looking at pictures, and my aunt and uncle have been there, and then a few people that I'm friends with went a few months ago, and they said it was awesome. So, yeah. That is the legend of Mothman.
Very cool.
A 6 foot moth man.
Cool.
Six in case you were confused.
Mothman. Well, I also have, like, a humanoid-type creature thing. This is actually from Illinois, I believe.
What's that book you have?
Okay, so, I have a book, naturally. I got it from the library. It's called Chasing American Monsters, Over 250 Creatures, Cryptids, and Hairy Beasts. And this is by Jason Offutt. And it kind of breaks it down by each state, which is really cool. They do have Mothman. He's kind of, like, mentioned in Ohio, but it's mostly in West Virginia. Yeah. And I was just kind of flipping through it, seeing what caught my eye. And, one of the ones from Illinois caught my eye. It is the Murfreesboro Mud Monster. Also known as the Big Muddy Monster.
Big Muddy Monster.
Big Muddy Monster. Big Muddy Monster. So, this guy is, like, a Bigfoot type. So there's, like, a lot of things, like, different cryptids that are either, like, associated with Bigfoot. Kind of mm-hmm. like the Yeti or the Sasquatch or the, whatever else you want to call them.
Yeah, whatever.
But,
Big Hairy Beast.
Yes. So there's, like, each state has their own kind of version.
Right.
Almost a genre or genus of Bigfoot, I guess. So he's a Bigfoot type, really tall, bipedal, humanoid creature. This one has white hair, and the book describes him as huge, wet, hairy, mud-slathered beast.
He has white hair, but he's mud-slathered?
So he's got, like, long white hair, but he's, like, got mud all over
like
him.
Mud caked on?
Yeah. So he is from the Riverside Woods in Murfreesboro.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's where he lives. He lives, near a river and some woods. So this town kind of, like, got built around these woods.
Okay.
And the most famous or notorious sighting happened in 1973. There was a couple making out in their car.
Of course.
Naturally. Pretty much how, like, every horror movie or legend starts out.
Yep.
So they're in their car. It's Randy Needham and Judy Johnson. So It's like, these are actual named people.
Yeah.
Who have been, like, attached to this report. They've been interviewed and all of that. And according to their account, they were canoodling and they heard a piercing roar. And Randy says that it's like an eagle shrieking into a microphone. So they hear that and they kind of, like, separate and they're like, what the fuck was that? And it happens again. And the woods near their car, like, kind of began to, like, rustle and shake. And Randy turned on the headlights and Judy saw a huge creature heading towards them. And Randy, like, freaked out, acted fast, threw that car into reverse and got the fuck out of there.
And they lived.
They lived.
Wow.
So they saw him. They were like, he was very shaggy, albino looking, yeah. But, like, covered in mud. Not only was he frightening to look at, But he reeked, like, smelled so bad that they, like, noted this over and over again that he was just a very stinky dude. So, they, like, drove around for a little bit to, like, calm down, and they were debating for a while about going to the police. And eventually, they went. The book that I was reading said that the police took the report of this big gorilla seriously because the terrified couple confessed to the reason they were at the park in the first place. They were having an affair.
Oh.
So, like, it's, like, unclear as to what's going on. This said an affair, which made me think that they're married. The, like, Wikipedia page said that they were a young couple and their parents didn't,
like, approve.
Like, approve. Yeah. So, like, maybe it's just, like, a secret thing, so it's called an affair.
Right.
So it's, like, I'm unclear if it's, like, a married couple or, like, different.
They're like, in cheating. Their own marriages, but they're cheating. Yes, yes.
Cheating people or, like, just Romeo and Juliet type situation. Hmm. So they were, like.
So this mud monster has a morale, like, morals. Right? Morals? That's the word I'm looking for?
Oh, I wasn't connecting that, but, like, they...
I was just like, he was angry because they were not where they were supposed to be.
But, like, the... It, like, kind of, proves their story, because, like, what good thing could come out of them talking about it?
Oh, talking about it. Yeah, like, validates it. If it's gonna get them in trouble.
Yeah. In, 2005, they interviewed... Somebody interviewed, retired Murfreesboro Police Chief Ron Manwaring. And he stated that there was no advantage for them to come up and report this.
Right.
Because it's like, if they're cheating, they're like, hey, we were there, we were doing stuff we weren't supposed to do, but we saw this thing. Happened, yeah. And like, so they could have either gotten in trouble with their other significant other or their parents. So it's like, why get yourself into trouble unless this was like a real thing you saw? So that was kind of crazy. And, eventually, the officers go out to the scene. They didn't see him, like, he had gotten away, but they did find some, like, abnormally large footprints, and, like, around these footprints were, like, these clumps of mud that just reeked. And as they were, like, kind of following the footsteps, they heard the shrieking deep within the woods.
Oh, my God.
Like, just frightening. They ended up, like, not being able to follow that far, got away, but the next night... another report was made by these teenagers who were on their porch and saw him come out of the woods. And when the police investigated, they found, like, bushes that had this foul-smelling mud on it. And, like...
That's scary.
To kind of, like, go further into, like, maybe the validity of this creature being real. These were not the first reports. There was an old man back in the 1950s that was gardening and saw the exact same... creature, like, down to the albinism, mud caked, the smell, even, and the sound, the, like, shrieking.
Yikes.
So it's like, this thing might actually exist.
Where is this again?
It is Murfreesboro, Illinois.
Illinois. Good thing I don't go there very often.
Yeah, no.
Yikes. I don't like that. It's but has he been sighted, like,
mud monster.
Recently?
I haven't seen anything about recent,
he moved.
It's died. Possible, or, like, they got pushed out. Some of the,
where did they get pushed out to? Canada? Like...
Or, like, extinction.
Oh,
the theory was that, like, the man saw him in the 50s when they started really founding this town.
Oh.
And then eventually the woods area got smaller and smaller with the development.
So he didn't have anywhere to go.
And, yeah.
Why am I awing? This thing looks terrifying.
And smells bad.
But he didn't do anything.
I know.
Oh. There's my awe. That one's genuine.
Nobody gave him a chance.
That's so scary. Yeah. See, I don't, like, put much stock into cryptids because they actually terrify me. There's a lot of them that I'm like, no, that shit is not real. But then there's some that I'm like, but what if?
I have this other book that I left at my house. I wish I brought it. But, it's newer. It's also about cryptids. On the front, there's, like, a bunch of multicolored squares of, like, different cryptid creatures, and, the author has a key of, like, star, like, a star system.
Yeah.
Like, one star is, like, totally debunked, this thing doesn't exist.
Right.
But then it goes up to, like, six stars, and, like, maybe valid.
Yeah.
Actually valid. probably actually real. I saw this thing myself. Like, crazy, like, rating system. And they have, like, really cool sketches of the thing as an adult right. and as a baby. Each one has an adult and baby one. That's natural. And it's, like, really cute. Like, the Mothman one was actually quite adorable as a baby.
You have to wonder. I mean, it's like people see these things as, like, full-grown things, but they came from somewhere. They didn't just appear as an adult.
Kind of like Yoda.
Aw, well, I mean...
Baby Yoda.
Not the same thing. Same species.
But yeah. So, cool book.
I'll have to look into that one.
I'll put it on the Instagram. So I'll put both book covers on there.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, this one looks really cool. It is very, like, old-timey.
Mm-hmm. And it, like, just the state-by-state breakdown is so cool. And it's, like, a bunch of little short entries, so it's, like, something you can just flip through. It's got some cool illustrations. I feel like there's some,
like, fucked up shit in Wyoming.
What's going on in Wyoming? Let's see. Can I do my alphabet?
WXYZ. W.
Well, I'm in Wisconsin, Wyoming. So there's the San Pedro Mountains mummy.
Mummy?
There's a mummy, what? Apparently.
A mummy in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Of America.
Some prospectors found it back in 1932.
Of course they did. Did a pharaoh bring him over? Sorry, I'm drinking my coffee in the middle of this.
There was a room inside the stone that was only about 4 feet tall. The room was in the strange part. They found a mummified, fully grown human sitting with its legs crossed. The mummy was only a foot tall and had the face of an old man. Scientists at the University of Wyoming x-rayed the mummy and claimed it was a small, misshapen child that had been killed by a blow to the head.
Ugh. A misshapen child?
Yes.
What does misshapen mean?
I don't know. Probably just, like... some birth defects. They've got Bigfoot, they've got the jackalope. Not that bad of stuff in Wyoming. Oh, what the fuck is that? Wisconsin's got this thing called a hodag. It's got like a frog, but
it looks like the kid in Where the Wild Things Are when he puts on the costume.
It's got like horns and like fangs. What the fuck is a hodag?
Does Ohio have anything like cool besides Bigfoot probably? Since he walks the country in 3 days because he's got such big feet.
A hodag is a beast the size of a bear with a head and face of a grinning frog, stumping legs, and a tail of a stegosaurus.
Who makes this shit up?
The monster was first reported by Eugene Shepherd, a local surveyor who liked to pull pranks.
Oh.
He organized a party armed with dynamite and hunted the beast, which apparently only ate white bulldogs. He claimed they killed it, producing a picture of the scorched remains.
Oh, shit. There's an episode of, And That's Why We Drink, about that thing.
Oh, the hodag?
Yes, and this guy claims he did all this shit, brings the monster back to his house and puts it on display, and then somebody found out it was bullshit, like, 2 years later after he's already raised so much money. He was charging 10 cents to go in and see this thing, because it was so long ago. But he made so much money, and then somebody found out it was bullshit, and he moved away or something.
He admitted it was a hoax.
That, it looks so funny. And That's Why We Drink started doing YouTube
videos. Oh, videos.
And they had pictures of him. And it's like, there's so many depictions of it, and some of them are, like, fucking terrifying.
All right. So Ohio has got a picture of Loveland Frog standing next to the, like, road fence thing.
Yeah.
Which, if you didn't catch our episode Hunting for Trouble, I talk about the frogmen there. It also talks about the Ohio Grassman.
Oh, yeah. In Moraine, Ohio, right?
La, 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 la. I don't know. They said it's, like, gorilla-like, kind of like a Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what I guessed that you had gone hunting for when you went for Frogman.
Oh, yes. Grassman. It doesn't say exactly where it's from. And then there's the Mill Lake Monster.
Mill Lake Monster.
This beast was only seen once, way back in 1959. Doesn't really say much about it. Then there's something called Orange Eyes.
Huh.
Ape-like creature with glowing orange eyes. The Loveland Frogs. Bessie, which is like the Lake Erie Loch Ness Monster.
I almost did my segment over her.
And then Mothman.
Ohio's not that interesting with cryptids, but we're full of ghosts. There was, like, a map that I saw on Facebook of all of the haunted houses, like, haunted locations in the United States, and Ohio had the most.
Oh, this, yeah, are you talking about the, like, haunted attractions? Yeah. Like, the scary haunted houses?
And we had over 100, right?
And people were like, Ohio, happened? You okay?
Yeah.
You doing okay, Ohio?
We're not.
We're not. We're never okay.
We're that bored.
So, look out for some interesting pictures of us visiting the Mothman statue, pictures of creepy cryptids, as well as these book covers. I hope that you guys are interested in this and that you'll check them out from your local library.
Said from the librarian. Yes. I have nothing to say to you about education. Get one, I guess.
But yeah, tell us what you guys think about the movies, if you end up watching them. Maybe if we should watch them. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm telling you, really, just skip Mothman Prophecies. Maybe watch a summary of it on YouTube.
I'm sure it exists. But yeah.
Like those videos, everything wrong with blank movie in 10 minutes. Oh, yeah. I bet there's gotta be one.
I hope so. I want to watch that.
The Sin Meter or whatever it is.
Yes.
Alright, so we'll be back next week with something.
Yeah, we don't have it yet. We'll let you know when we know.
We've got a list of things on our agenda that we could hit on, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah. But if you ever have any suggestions or things that we should hit up, or any of your own personal stories, feel free to email us. Or
deadmagnoliaspodcast@gmail.com. I would say the easiest way to get a hold of us is Instagram, just because I get the notifications straight to my phone, so I can get back to you if I have my phone on me within a few minutes. Yeah. I honestly forget to check that email regularly, so.
We've talked to a few people. I've blocked a few people trying to promote us.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
Okay, ma'am.
Ma'am. yes. So if you're, like, on a weird spammy, like, thing trying to get money from us, I'll probably block you. But if you're trying to talk to us, Megan will probably respond.
Yeah, it's usually me.
Yep. I do the posting, she does the...
talking.
Yep. All right. Well, we hope you guys have a good week.
Yeah. Next week will be... oh, it'll be right before Christmas.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Awesome.
Well, have a good one.
Stay spooky.
Bye.